Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. In the first half hour today, I will be talking with Benjamin Turgeon. Benjamin is a counselor at Chevy Suicide, and he will be talking about the organization and the services it provides. But first, we will hear the song called Million Reasons by Lady Gaga. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned. You're listening to The Cube 88.9 FM, CJMQ.
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. You're giving me a million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. If I had a highway, I would run for the hills. If you could find a driveway, I'd forever be still. But you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. I bow down to pray. I try to make the worst seem better. Lord, show me the way to cut through all this worn out leather. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away, but baby, I just need one good one to stay. Head stuck in a cycle, I look off and I stare. It's like that I've stopped breathing but completely aware. Cause you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. And if you say something that you might even mean, it's hard to even fathom which parts I should believe. Cause you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm very pleased to welcome counselor of Chevy Suicide, Benjamin Turgeon. So welcome, Benjamin.
Thank you. Hi.
Could you tell us about Chevy Suicide and what is your mandate?
Yes, of course. So Chevy is a community organization that has a formation suicide prevention and the promotion of well-being in all the seven territories of Estrie. So Sherbrooke, Dessources, Val-Saint-François, Maintre-Magog, Westcook, and Haut-Saint-François and the Granite.
Okay, lots of different areas. Could you tell us about the history of Chevy Suicide?
Yes, sure. So Chevy was founded in 1986 at Le Baire. It's a high school in Sherbrooke where teenagers, alongside Claude Thibault, the general director of high school, took suicide prevention real at heart. At that time, suicide rate amongst youth was a lot higher than nowadays. They decided to act and mobilize to counteract, which is why, you know, in the beginning, we only served young people. The name Chevy actually comes from the first letter in the names of 14 that struggled with suicide at that time, which is Julien, Isabelle, Vincent, and Isabelle. But, you know, we became bigger and broadened our mission in 2000, now serving people of all ages, like children, teenagers, adults, and the elderly.
Okay, that's interesting. I've often wondered where the name Chevy came from, so that's interesting to know.
You're a counselor at Chevy Suicide. What type of training did you need to work at Chevy Suicide?
So people here who are hired have diploma in a post-secondary institution in domains relevant to counseling. So it can be specialized education, psychology, psychoeducation, guidance studies. There's a lot of different kinds of studies that we can need, but every counselor has their own academic background, to which we add our own suicide prevention training, which is around 114 hours to every new employee. So it can be noted that we don't have any volunteers in intervention, so we all have our own colors that we bring to the table.
Okay, 114 hours, that's a lot. So what does
minimum.
So what does this entail? I would imagine it's a lot of training before you actually interact with somebody.
Yes, exactly. So since we act with people who are at risk, we really take at heart to have employees who are really well trained.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it started off with young teenagers, I guess, and now it encompasses a lot of different age groups. Is there a particular mm-hmm. age group that's more susceptible for the risk of suicide?
Yes, so there are so men between the age of 50 and 64 remain the highest group of people at the risk of death by suicide. Out of four deaths by suicide, three are committed by men this age category. It should be noted, however, that women do the most suicide attempts. This can be explained by different methods used by women and men, where men use more lethal means, usually. However, we are observing a significant rise in suicide attempts by teenage girls and young women. We are alarmed by this statistic. We must preoccupy ourselves with these rates. Since we also don't really know for sure what can cause this, there are some hypotheses, which can be like the general anxiety, performance anxiety, social networking, and, you know, the pandemic, which can be a cause, but we're still more focused on trying to help and find out why this is happening.
Okay, that's alarming. Men between the ages of 50 mm-hmm. and 64. Okay, I would have thought more young people. So that is definitely something to be aware of. Okay, and mm-hmm. you mentioned about the pandemic, and I think that there's an increase in homelessness too around the Estrie region. Do you think that the pandemic and the fact that there's more homelessness has added to the number of people facing suicide?
It's rather difficult for us to answer this question, since the pandemic also happened during the modification of our services, where we transitioned between phone and mostly in-person services. But from my point of view, I can affirm that it is something that is been discussed with the clients I have seen. It is financial precarity and difficulty in accessing housing is a frequent theme in between the people who are seeking help at JV.
Okay, so that's interesting to note. What about bilingual services? Are there bilingual services there?
Yeah, so that's something that we really want people to know, so that JV is well known by the population we serve, but I think that people would benefit from knowing that we also have services in English. So we are making efforts in this sense to make the services well known that we are in English, so it's mostly French and English. If you know there are other languages, don't hesitate to call in. We'll see what we can do. But we have the mandate to act in English and French.
Okay, that's good. Good to know. So you said during the pandemic you changed your services to mostly being in person rather than on the phone.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So before we were kind of a hotline. Mm-hmm. We helped with the hotline, which is the 1-866 Appen, but we changed towards our real mission, which is to have face-to-face services. So maybe I can elaborate a bit on that. So our services are for suicidal people, relatives of suicidal people, and for people bereaved by suicide. They mostly are in person. We also offer services for counselors in Estrie who interact with the suicidal clientele. And in terms of services, we also offer training for both counselors and the general population. So overall, we act as much in prevention, in intervention, and in postvention. Postvention, which is all the interventions that are issued following suicide or suicide attempt.
Okay, a lot of services. That's really good to know. Do you think the public is aware of Jebi suicide?
Well, we think that in S3, people are aware. We're always working on trying to make ourselves more aware. Also for the, like we said, in the English community, we would like to be more more public, more known.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely doing this interview, I would think that a lot more English people will become aware of you because it is a very important service. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, we hope so.
Definitely it is. What's the most important aspect you would like the public to be aware of about Jebi suicide?
I think we want people to know that to never hesitate to ask for help. We either for themselves or for others. We know it can be difficult to call. It can be embarrassing to ask for help. But you know, this is our job. We do this every day, and we do our job to help people without judgment and to help them at their own pace. So we just want people to call and give us a try, I guess, to make sure that you know, if they try, even for people who speak English, once again, like even if my accent can make you doubt that we give good services in English, I assure we do. So just make sure that people know that, you know, it's safe to call us. It's easier than it sounds sometimes.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So important to let people know that they won't be judged. Do you have any idea of statistics about how many people go through the system in a year or half year?
So I don't have the statistics in front of me right now.
Okay, not important. Just wondering, how does one get in touch with Jebi suicide if they feel they need somebody to talk to?
So every people who try to gain services from us, they go through our intervention line, which is 819-564-1354. You can find the number on our website. So we invite people to leave a brief message with information, and we call back as soon as we can. So with a maximum delay of 72 hours, since we are closed on the weekend, we usually call around those, so we have to have the mandate to call between the 1 hour and 72 hours. So when we call back, we take the time to explore the situation and guide the person towards the appropriate services at Jebi or another service if it's better suited.
Okay, wonderful. Do you have a website?
Yes, yeah, so it's, if I'm not mistaken, it's Jebi at the QC.ca. Jevi.qc.ca.
Okay. Anything else to add before we go, Benjamin?
So we always note that people, if they are in need of direct assistance, that they should call the suicide hotline answered by people of their region through the number 1-866-APL, which is 1-866-277-3553. The same service is also available through chatting via suicide.ca or through text at 535353. These services are 24/7. So, you know, just to make sure that people understand the difference between those kinds of hotline and our services, which are more in prevention, so in face-to-face services. But once again, we want just people to know that they can call us and, you know, take the time to explore, think with each other. So,
okay.
These services can help them.
Such an important service. Well, we thank you again, Benjamin Turgeon. He is a counselor at Jebi Suicide. Thanks very much, Benjamin, for doing the interview.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye.
The image in your eyes reflecting the pain that has taken you. I hear it in your voice, so ridden with shame from what's ailing you. I won't give up, so don't give in. You've fallen down, but you can rise again, so don't give up. When the demon that's inside you is ready to fight.
lost in your world of lies. I find it so hard to believe in you. Can it be real this time, or just a part of this game that we're playing through? I won't give up.
That was a song by the band Disturbed, and the song is called A Reason to Fight. You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on The Cube, 88.9 FM. And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on the Townships at 12. There will be a Christmas market at the Piggery Theater in North Hatley, Sunday, November 24th, starts at 1 p.m. Grace Village Christmas Market happens on Saturday, November 23rd. They are located at 1515 Pleasant View Street, in Sherbrooke and in Huntingville. The time is 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and they hope to see everybody there, so come on out and support the Grace Village. There will be a Christmas market, Sunday Christmas market, Sunday, November 24th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hut, 300 St. Francis Street in Lenoxville, hosted by the Ladies Auxiliary. For more information or to rent a table, please contact Wanda Evans, 819-565-7099. Presentation with Family Pre pharmacist Pierre Olivier Fortier. Lenoxville and District Community Aid is inviting seniors and their caregivers to a presentation with Family Pre pharmacist Pierre Olivier Fortier. The presentation will focus on managing medications, the role of the pharmacist as part of the seniors' care team, and important vaccinations for seniors, such as the shingles and pneumonia vaccines. This happens Thursday, November 28th, 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center, located at 10 Samuel Gratham Street in the borough of Lenoxville. Registration is required. 819-821-4779 or email responsible@communityaid.ca. Christmas Tea coming up, 44th edition, Sunday, December 1st from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The Arthur Osmore Norton Castle will host for the 44th time its annual Christmas Tea, an event that has become a must for the local and regional community. The honorary presidency of the event is held this year by Mrs. Sylvain Ferland, municipal councillor, figure of culture in Quaticook. The members of the board of directors and the staff are proud to honor her in light of her involvement and her unwavering support of the Bowl Museum. In addition, her appointment as honorary president is of special nature as she was chosen to embody Miss Denise Bowen, the founder of the Bowen Museum, as part of the celebrations for the 50th anniversary of the founding of the Bowen Museum, which will take place throughout the year 2025. The celebrations will start off with this occasion. In addition, the draw, the fundraising activity, will take place as part of the Christmas Tea. The draw is Soiree de Rive. Get tickets as soon as possible. For more information, 819-849-6560. Ice Candles and Wreaths, Wednesday, November 27th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Colby Curtis Museum. It is free. In collaboration with the participants of their caregivers exhibit, they will be making ice candles and table wreaths. All levels are welcome and the materials are provided. Visit the website www.colbycurtis.ca. Colby Curtis Museum Holiday High Tea happens on Saturday, December 7th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. It's $35. On the menu, the traditional cucumber sandwiches, scones with Devonshire-style cream and jam, accompanied by other seasonal savory and sweet treats. You will also be served the Colby Curtis blend of tea and have an option of specialty drink. To book a table, www.colbycurtis.ca. Hugs is back. From November to March, Mental Health Estrie is accepting hugs, H-U-G-S, hats, underwear, gloves, socks, and scarves, and other warm items of clothing. These are then donated to local resources offering services to those experiencing homelessness. Monetary donations are also accepted through the website and by check. Please make checks payable to Mental Health Estrie and indicate HUGS Hugs on the memo line. Items can be dropped off directly at their office in the beige bins next to door number 2 at 3355 College Street in Sherbrooke. Alternately, an in-person appointment can be scheduled to drop off items or a check. For more information, 819-565-3777 or projects@mentalhealthestrie.com. The Secret Santa campaign is on. The Secret Santa campaign pairs kids of all ages with community sponsors so no one goes without this holiday season. Option 1. You are paired with one or multiple children and shop for items on their wish list. Option 2. Donate. If you don't have time or don't like to shop, write them a check and they will do the shopping. This is sponsored by the Lennoxville and District Women's Center. You can contact them at 819-564-6626 or email info@ldwc.ca. To donate, send checks to Lennoxville and District Women's Center, 175 Queen Street, Suite 203 in Sherbrooke. Charitable tax receipts are available for monetary donations. The campaign runs from November 11th to December 10th. There will be a dance at the ANAF, The Hut, coming up on November 23rd. The band will be Slightly Haggard. Starts at 8 p.m. You must be 18 years and over. The Hut is located at 300 St. Francis Street in Sherbrooke. I want to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Benjamin Turgeon, a counselor at Jevy Suicide in Sherbrooke. We'll close the first part of the show today with a song from Canadian artist James Collins, and this song is called Missing You at Christmas, That's All. Stay tuned, we'll hear the news with Derek Bullard and a word from a couple of our sponsors, and we'll be right back for the second half hour today of the Townships at 12 here on the Cube 88.9 FM.
What's wrong with me? Everything is placed just right. A Christmas tree, big gifts for me, a chorus singing silent night. You think that I'd be headed for a great big fall? I'm just missing you at Christmas, that's all. Holidays can be lonely. Our winter's chill, I miss you more. Thank God for family. I'm not feeling any Christmas cheer at all. I'm just missing you at Christmas. I'm missing you at Christmas. That's all I want for Christmas is for you to be with me. It's the only
for a great big fall.